And from Ukraine, that was the Kyiv Chamber Choir from their CD called Masterpieces of the Ukrainian Choral Baroque. And that was a 17th century hymn by Ukrainian composer Mykola Deletsky. And the hymn was Єдинородний Сине, прийдіть поклонімся. And that means, O Thou, the only begotten Son, come, let us worship. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павіна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome once again to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Makori, your host. Thank you so much for joining me and our guests on Nash Holos today. And we've got a great program lined up for you, a little bit different from our usual lineup of polkas musically. We've got, as you noticed, a liturgical hymn opening the program. And because this is Easter on the Gregorian calendar and Palm Sunday on the Julian calendar, we're going to be selecting tunes in honor of those two very important events on the Christian calendar. And in Ukrainian tradition, this is actually a bigger holiday than Christmas, at least in religious terms. So we've got a great tradition of Ukrainian liturgical music. And so we have a wonderful lineup of sacred choral music that speaks to both Easter and Palm Sunday. We've also got our usuals. We've got Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar, and she'll be bringing you a recipe for babka, traditional Ukrainian Easter bread. Keith Perron will be by with Ukraine News Outlook, and he has news stories about Ukraine helping India upgrade its air force, the latest updates on Yulia Tymoshenko, nuclear security, and Euro 2012. And we have Father Ihor Kutash from Montreal joining us with a message for Palm Sunday. As well, Irena Bell from Ottawa, the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa, will be joining us with Did You Know Chisnalove, and she'll be talking about World Heritage Sites in Ukraine. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, continuing with our sacred choral theme, the Episcopal Choir, also from Ukraine. And this is a CD called Ukrainian Sacred Music. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. So it is Easter music. And this was recorded in 1998. It was a collaboration between the Episcopal Choir of the Holy Protectress Ukrainian Orthodox Cathedral in Ivano-Frankivsk and the Descent of the Holy Spirit Pro-Cathedral Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Regina, Canada. The choir itself was formed in 1990 in Ukraine. It is under the direction of Mikhail Tsapar, and it is a collection of Easter hymns and Easter Matins. Here they are now, the Episcopal Choir with Christos Voskres, Christ is Risen.
Thank you. You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
That was a quartet called Heruvim, which means cherubim. And this quartet was formed in 1994 to perform liturgical music. And they do, not sure if they're still together, but at the time, for several years after they were formed, they performed all over for all sorts of events in the Edmonton area. And the music itself is, the CD itself is a divine liturgy. And this is a rare and restored collection of liturgical music from a manuscript that dates back to about the 17th century. It had been taken deliberately out of Ukraine to Serbia by scholars from the Petro Mihailo Academy in Kyiv, who were invited to the Serbian Metropolitan to lecture there. And it's very fortunate that they did that, because vast amounts of religious music was destroyed in Ukraine, particularly during the Soviet era. And so we were fortunate to have this wonderful collection. That was Heroveme performing the Cherubic hymn from the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom. Coming up next, another Easter hymn from the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Choir in Winnipeg. Here they are now with Christos Voskres. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. One of the most distinctive Ukrainian breads is babka. Baba, or Easter bread, is a rich, tall, cylindrical, yeast-raised cake bread. Ukrainians from early times have been considered to be wonderful bakers, and making a good babka is considered to be a culinary art achievement. Besides the traditional babka, Ukrainians make several variations. They make almond babka, fruit and nut babka, country babka, babka with pumpkin, and baba aram. You'll need the following for a basic babka: 2 teaspoons sugar, 1/2 cup lukewarm water, and 2 packages of yeast, 1 cup scalded milk to lukewarm, 1 cup flour, 6 eggs, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup melted butter, 1 teaspoon vanilla, zest of 1 lemon, 5.5 to 6 cups of sifted flour, approximately, and 1 cup of golden seedless raisins. This recipe is worth making, so relax, take your time. It is really easy. Just follow these simple steps one by one. Step 1. Dissolve the sugar in the lukewarm water, sprinkle the yeast over it, mix and let stand until it softens, about 10 minutes. Step 2. Combine with the lukewarm milk and 1 cup of flour. Beat well and cover. Allow to rise in a warm place until bubbly. Step 3. Beat the eggs and salt, then add the sugar slowly and continue beating. Beat in the butter, vanilla, and lemon zest. Step 4. Combine this mixture with the yeast mixture. Step 5. Stir in the flour and knead in the bowl for about 10 minutes before adding the raisins. Cover and rise in a warm place until double in bulk. Step 6. Punch down, knead for a few times, and let it rise again. Lastly, grease with soft butter, tall round cans, and dust with fine breadcrumbs. Fill them only 1/3 full. Cover and let rise in a warm place until it reaches the brim of the can. Brush with a beaten egg that's been mixed with 1 tablespoon of water. Bake for 55 to 60 minutes in a preheated 350-degree oven or until it sounds hollow when tapped or when a wooden skewer inserted in the middle comes out dry. Cool in the pans for half an hour. Tip each loaf very gently from the pan onto a cloth-covered pillow, as the baba is so fragile and delicate. If desired, the loaves may be iced or glazed and decorated with baker's confetti. This is a custom in the old country. The babka is always sliced across the loaf, the top being first taken off, to be saved and put back like a lid, which remains and prevents dryness. Try it. It's Ukrainian. And happy Easter.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Thank you.
That was the Kiev Chamber Choir again with another song of Deletsky's, the 17th century Ukrainian composer, Mykola Deletsky. That was the Body of Christ, and this is from a CD called Alleluia. It was put together by .com Recordings in Toronto, and it is a collection of songs, all titled Alleluia, or some variation. They do have Alleluia in the song, and that's the theme. And the composers range from Deletsky to Verbitsky to Tchaikovsky and Mozart and Vivaldi. Beautiful collection, and it is simply called Alleluia. And again, that was the Kiev Chamber Choir. Coming up next, Father Ihor Kutash from Montreal and St. Mary the Protectress Ukrainian Orthodox Church with a message for Palm Sunday.
Slava Iisusu Christu, Father Ihor Kutash at the microphone. Today, most of the Christian world is celebrating Easter, the joyous resurrection of our Lord. For Orthodox and Eastern Rite Catholic Christians, many of them, today is Palm Sunday, the Lord's entry into Jerusalem. Today we join in with the joyful throng greeting our Lord as he rides into the holy city. What joy! What exhilaration! The hope of the ages is fulfilled. God has kept his promise. He has sent his messenger, his anointed one, to restore that which we lost and continually lose by our apostasy and betrayal. See how humble he is. He is not coming to us as befits him upon a fine charger, accompanied by a huge retinue of servants and courtiers. He is riding upon a foal. He comes in peace. He comes to restore peace upon the earth. He comes to reconcile God and his human children. Not that God has ever abandoned us. He has continually looked after the earth, this spinning globe in space, bringing us the seasons, the sun and the rain, and making life prosper upon the earth. See, even now, the snow has disappeared, and the lengthening days promise that summer will soon be upon us. Yet what is coming is special. God will make himself available to us as never before. Not only will we be able to talk to him with the assurance that he hears us and cares for us, he shall become our food in the Holy Eucharist, the medicine of immortality, as St. Ignatius of Antioch of the first century called it. It is a costly gift our King Jesus is bringing us, his own self offered upon the cross. Let us accompany him throughout this Holy Week and offer him our own selves over and over again, for we are so weak and hesitant and keep falling back and falling away. Yet, if we keep on rising each time we fall, and returning each time we stray, he shall receive and welcome us. Finally, we shall be with him forever in his peaceful and joyous kingdom. Let these pussy willows, which we bless, be more than a talisman to protect our homes. Let them be reminders for us. Let them remind us of the luxuriant foliage of paradise, our true home. Let us live each day as children of this paradise. Jesus, our King, is coming to us. Jesus, who is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Sava.
Last two numbers were both performed by the Heavenly Hosts Ensemble from a CD called Let God Arise, and this is a group of eight young people in Lviv, Ukraine, who are dedicated to reaching the hearts of people through liturgical song. And this production of this CD was made possible by the generous financial support of Olga Dibka in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And the CD came to us via Sister Ruth Aney here at the Eparchy of New Westminster a few years back. And it has been a real treasure. Every single song on the CD is beautiful. And the dedication and the devotion of these wonderful young people in Lviv certainly shows through. The hymn that you just heard now was performed in Church Slavonic, and that song was Deign, O Lord, and prior to that was a song in Ukrainian called Hosanna Vichni.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, Ukraine upgrades Indian Air Force, no murderer in cell with Tymoshenko, and Euro 2012 facilities ready for fans and more. I'm Keith Parent. India, one of the fastest growing economies in the world, has turned to Ukraine to help upgrade the Indian Air Force. India's military leaders have said Ukraine offers expertise in many areas. The plan, which has already seen the upgrade of India's military cargo planes, was just completed, and there are more upgrades expected. Alexandra Malakolop has the details.
The third batch of Ukrainian modernized AN-32s light transport planes are on the takeoff position to fly back to India. Back in 2009, the countries clinched the biggest bilateral deal in Ukrainian aviation history to modernize military cargo planes owned by the Indian Air Force.
Ukraine had never seen contracts like this before. The total contract value is about $450 million.
The upgraded AN-32s have updated equipment for operation from airfields up to 4,000 meters above the sea level, as well as in hot conditions. The upgrades will help in increasing payload carrying capacity of the aircraft from 6.7 tons to 7.5 tons and aim to prolong the airplane's service life up to 40 years. Meanwhile, the Indian Air Force assures that not a single Ukrainian plane has been meant to participate in any warfare. Ukrainian and Indian officials assured that those military cargo planes are to be used for transportation and humanitarian missions.
But this one is more effective when it goes into hilly terrains or small areas and where we have to do special operations.
Experts say India is now actively replacing and upgrading its armed forces, which were mostly equipped with Soviet-origin inventory. They say Ukraine has great technical and scientific potential, especially in defense and aviation industries, and it inherited the Soviet aeronautics capability. Alexandra Molotkova, Kiev.
Officials in the Ukrainian prison where former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko is serving her seven-year sentence have denied that she would have to share a cell with a woman convicted of murder, said the penitentiary service spokesman Yuri Chermak. Tymoshenko's lawyers said on Monday that a third bed was put into her cell and that the prison authorities had told her the bed would probably be occupied by a very intelligent, smart, and tolerant woman who was serving a jail term for premeditated murder. In October 2011, Tymoshenko was sentenced to 7 years in prison on charges of abuse of office for exceeding her authority and signing a 2009 gas deal with Russia. Her trial was condemned by both the European Union and Russia as politically motivated. Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych has said that Ukraine has met the commitments it assumed at the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington in April 2011 regarding high-enriched uranium. Yanukovych noted that Ukraine was focusing on the improvement of the regulatory framework for the protection of nuclear facilities and materials, taking the IAEA documents as a basis. While speaking about the topical problem of extending operation of nuclear power plants with the exhausted design operating life, Yanukovych noted that experts from many countries were taking measures to control the state of such facilities and prepare design operational decisions that would extend the service lives of these nuclear reactors. He recalled that Ukraine was working closely with Japan in eliminating the aftermath of the accident at the Fukushima nuclear power plant and was ready to offer other countries its experience related to the elimination of the consequences of the Chernobyl disaster. Around 1 million football fans from around the world are expected to arrive in Ukraine for the Euro 2012 football championships, and the country is gearing up for the event. Simon Hicks has more from Kiev.
Student dormitories will be used to house football fans that are coming for the Euro 2012 football championship games.
There will be an entrance hall, mirror, shelf, clothes hanger, that's triple room. There will be three beds and a wardrobe.
Dorm number 19 of the National Taras Shevchenko University is ready to accept Euro fans. In a few days, the furniture and bedding will be brought in.
It could take half a year to remodel a home, but now this dormitory with 226 rooms meets the standard of a three-star hotel.
During the game, there will be an information booth for tourists in the lobby.
We have the ability to attract graduate students, no matter who will be living here, the fans or the staff. The university is preparing a large number of students, linguists, who know a lot of different languages.
Living in such a room would cost about $46 per day. 20,000 Euro fans will settle in 19 Kiev universities. Some of them have yet to reach the standards of overseas visitors.
A quick checkout is the standard for hotels. There should be absolute cleanliness in the rooms and public areas. Bed linen must be changed at least once every 3 days, and again right after the guests leave. Rooms must be cleaned daily.
In addition to the dormitories, visitors will be able to rent hotels, hostels, and camping sites.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
Slavi,
And that was a hymn called Prejdite Poklonimsia, Come Let Us Worship. And it was by the Canadian composer Roman Herko, and from a CD called Vespers. The choir performing that was the Vidubisky Monastery Choir, and it was recorded in the Church of St. George the Victorious, Vidubisky Monastery in Kyiv, and that was recorded in May of 2005. And that concludes our sacred choral music part of the program. We're going to move on now to something a little more folksy. We've got Mlada from Ukraine, and this is a song about spring. It's called Oy Visna Visna.
Весняночка, де твоя дочка, да паняночка, десь у садочку шиє сорочку, шовком да білю, да вишиває.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that there are officially 4 World Heritage Sites in Ukraine? St. Sophia Cathedral in Kyiv is an outstanding architectural monument of Kievan Rus. Today, it is one of the city's best-known landmarks and the first Ukrainian patrimony to be inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. The Kyiv-Pecherska Lavra, since its foundation as the Kyiv Monastery in 1015, has been a preeminent center of Eastern Orthodox Christianity in Eastern Europe. Although registered as one entry, St. Sophia Cathedral and Kyiv-Pecherska Lavra are traditionally shown as 2 separate sites.
In 1998, UNESCO also listed the historic center of the city of Lviv as a World Heritage Site, stating that, in its urban fabric and its architecture, Lviv is an outstanding example of the fusion of the architectural and artistic traditions of Eastern Europe with those of Italy and Germany, and that the political and commercial role of Lviv attracted to it a number of ethnic groups with different cultural and religious traditions who established separate yet interdependent communities within the city, evidence for which is still discernible in the modern townscape. And the fourth World Heritage Site in Ukraine is the Struve Geodetic Arc, a chain of survey triangulations stretching through 10 countries, from Norway to the Black Sea, which determined the figure of the Earth, its size and shape, and has been an important step in man's knowledge of the dimensions of the Earth and allowed improvements in navigation and more accurate mapping.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chisnalove, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Нашу рідну та вдалині не зможеш все одно ти відірватись від свого коріння, там все чуже, і мова там чужа, з тобою розминеться наша доля, поїдеш ти, залишиться душа. Яку ти не докличешся ніколи, не покидай наш край, не покидай той край, де наша юність розцвіла, не покидай наш край, не покидай країну, що життя тобі дала. Нас поїдеш за кордон, щасливий будь, скажу в гірку годину, запам'ятай, ти їдеш у полон, і згадувати будеш нас щоднини, нема рідніше рідної землі, хоч над землею там блакитне небо. Наш край знов повернулись журавлі, ну як ти можеш їхати від себе? Не покидай наш край, не покидай, любов свою навік не залишай, не покидай мене, не покидай, не покидай, не покидай, не покидай. Не покидай той край, де наш
наш край не покидай, любов свою навік не залишай.
And that was the lovely Lemko lady who goes by the name of Anichka. That actually happens to be her first name. And that is from a CD called Pohovedit Zimnoye Povkriinske, Speak to Me in Ukrainian. And that song was Ne Pokidai, Do Not Leave Your Native Land. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and streaming online at am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. Podcasts can be found for the Vancouver edition at www.nashholos.com, the international edition at the PCJ website on the Nash Holos page, and that's www.pcjmedia.com/Nash-Holos. As well, you can find the podcast on iTunes, and don't forget to download the mobile app on Stitcher.com, and you can listen to Nash Holos on your smartphone as well. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час дому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Немає на світі людини, яка не мала б якоїсь вади. And our proverb of the week translates as, in this world, there is no person that does not have some fault. Well, that just about wraps up our program for another edition of Nash Holos. Thank you once again for joining us. And so to wrap things up, we've got the female beat from Winnipeg from their most recent CD called Sealed with a Kiss. And in keeping with the tradition here at Nash Holos of wrapping up our program with a polka, we're also going to kind of keep in tune with the mellow tone of our tunes on this week's program. And you don't usually think of a polka as being mellow, but the female beat manages somehow with this number to fit the bill. And it's a song that I grew up learning. It's got very few words that I know. Anyways, I've asked everybody. I know my parents and my older cousins who know more about this sort of thing than I do. This is the seven-step polka, and the words are very simple and very few. They go something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good people go to heaven. And you repeat that over and over and over again as you take seven steps in one direction, seven steps in the other. And so I guess maybe you have to concentrate quite a bit to make sure you don't trip over your feet when you're doing seven steps in a row. So maybe that's probably all the words you need for this song. So again, enjoy the female beat and seven steppin'. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.